It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
When watching the big game, whether it be American football or an international soccer match, you definitely need a tasty snack. I asked the Celtic Crossing owners, DJ and Jamie Naylor, to tell us about their sinfully good Irish nachos. Think classic nachos with an Irish spin.
The Irish nachos have proved to be widely popular at the pub. We have a size that's great for sharing, as well as a smaller version for those looking to snack on something while watching a soccer match or listening to music on the patio.
Where in the world did they come up with the idea for nachos topped with corned beef?
DJ and I are always looking for new menu items when we travel. The Irish nachos came up when we were in Charleston and saw it at a pub there, and we thought to ourselves, we really need to put something like that on our menu. So we made our own version, and it's one of our most popular dishes.
How do you make these nachos with a twist?
For the Irish nachos, we start with a generous serving of hand-cut French fries. We smother it in Dubliner white cheddar cheese. We then add tomatoes and scallions. And of course, we add authentic Irish corned beef that gives it an incredible flavor.
And of course, you'll need an Irish beer to wash it all down.
Irish nachos can be served, of course, with any beer, but my preferred choice would be Guinness Irish Stout.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.